Hey, Melissa, this is Charlie with Local Splash. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I just sent you a text message. I don't know if you received it from me.
I did.
Okay, awesome, awesome. But we got our system up and running, so that's good. I know I called you on Friday after hours, and you had submitted some information about getting more help with your online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you guys currently doing right now?
Okay. So basically, we're just starting with the advertising. What I did was a Facebook and Instagram page. I run ads through them. I also set up a Google account, you know, so you could do reviews on there.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do keywords in there. I'm not sure if I'm doing it right because I'm not used to doing this. I'm helping a friend out because, like I said, we're just getting started. I don't want to advertise too heavy just because for the simple fact that I don't know if we could handle a lot of work. We need to get some leads, but I don't know if it were to be heavy. Could we, you know, I don't want to have a waiting list and all that crap.
Right.
So I'm trying to get some information about it because a friend of mine has the same kind of business and told me kind of like they use you guys. So
mm-hmm.
I was trying some information to take back to my bosses.
Oh, okay. So your bosses make the final decision on it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And who's your friend?
Her name is Tina Bean.
Tina, and you said Bean?
Bean, B as in boy. I have to look at that phone. B-E-A-N-E.
Okay. Okay, cool. Because we do like, we have like a referral program. So if you guys were to go with us, we would actually give her a free month for referring you guys over to us. So
okay.
I just wanted to take her name down so that we, if you guys do go with us, we would be able to give her that. Okay.
Yeah, she works on economy restoration.
Okay. Economy restoration. Awesome. And then, so you said you opened up a Google Business profile. Were you able to already get verified? You already had that up and running, or are you waiting back from Google?
I don't know. You can check it for yourself. I really don't know. I know that we have 2 reviews.
Okay, so it's up and running then. Yes, if you have reviews, it's up and running, which is great. What's the business name?
Hero Restoration. And it's the LLC. There's a couple Hero Restorations. The one's for a comic book. There's a restoration and contracting company that kind of does the same thing that we do.
Okay. Hero Restoration.
Hero.
Yeah. There's one. There's one in California too.
Yeah,
so you guys are all over. Do you have LLC on yours as well or no?
We do, but let's see. Let me look at it again.
Okay.
It doesn't say Hero Restoration LLC. No, not on Google.
Okay. Okay, I have you guys. Yeah, you guys got 2 reviews. Guys are based out of 3729 South Hanover Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, looks pretty good. You guys have a website, which is nice. You guys built this website you guys yourself, or you guys have somebody that built it for you?
Yeah, I did it. I don't know. Did you see the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, I didn't.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want I want to do it better, but I don't really have any skills too much with. So this is good for now, I suppose.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it looks good. It doesn't look. Looks like you guys got your paperwork on here where you guys can file insurance claims. You guys got some before and afters of the projects that you guys have done, which is good. You guys can drop us a line, so you guys can capture email address and name and messages as well. And then you guys have your location. So it looks good. So with your Google business profile, let me see here with Google. So when you say you don't want to do heavy advertising, what do you mean by that? Are you guys busy, like booked out right now, or
no,
how are you guys?
I'm too overwhelmed with it either. So,
mm-hmm.
So I mean, I know we need leads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know we need business, but
right.
I don't know. I just wanted to let you know that. I don't want to be inundated with them either and, like, you know, lose business or getting people frustrated because we couldn't get to them because we'll get too many at one time or something.
Right. So how it works here is it looks like you guys are already ahead of the game here. You guys already have your business profile. You guys have a Facebook account, which is great. You did say you were doing some advertising on Facebook. Are you putting advertising dollars in there, or you just kind of set up
yeah.
a page?
Putting advertising dollars in there.
Okay, how's that working for you?
It hasn't led to one lead.
Okay, okay. And how are you targeting people there? I know you're kind of new to that, but I just want to know to get...
I put the areas we want to target,
mm-hmm.
I put in, like, keywords like, you know, home repair, insurance, flooding,
mm-hmm.
different stuff.
Mm-hmm. And no, nothing yet. Okay. Yeah, it happens, especially like, I mean, this is what we specialize in, so we've been doing this for 18 years. So we know how to get people results. We work with a lot of contractors. We work with a lot of service-based companies like plumbers, roofers, remodel people, all those kind of people that we work with nationwide. And how this works is you already have your Google business profile, which is great. Okay. Now when somebody is searching for one of your services that you offer, they go to Google. When they type one of those services in, what would happen when you go with us is you would populate on that first page, right? So now somebody can call you directly when they have a service. Now the reason we like Facebook really well is we would be able to run Facebook ads for you, but we would be able to retarget the people that are already searching for your business on Google. So now your conversions on Facebook could actually get customers to you instead of having to do the cold targeting. Does that make sense? Okay. So that's how that would work. We are on a month-to-month basis. That's our most popular package that we do here. So how long have you guys been in business for?
Not that long. I believe maybe a year, if that.
Okay, so fairly new. And you guys are all licensed and insured, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So because you guys are a fairly new business, we have, it's what's called a new in-business credit. And what that means is that to secure your spot with us, what we do is we give you like our platinum package. Now this platinum package usually costs $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. It's very, you could say, depending on the budget you have, it could be expensive or it could be right in your ballpark. But what we do is, like, for a new in business credit, we give you guys this for $299 a month. So we save you that $300 month to month as well. Okay. Now for the setup fee, it would come down to $99 setup fee. So for a one-time payment be $398, but then month to month after that would be $299, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like I said, month to month. That's for you to populate on the first page of Google and for you to stay on that first page of Google, okay? Now, again, that's for us to help you with your Facebook because you're not getting traction there. That's for us to help you there so you can get leads from Facebook and Google. Now, I know you don't want to be overwhelmed. This does take a little bit of time to get things going. So for the first month, it would take 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google, okay? With your Facebook ads, we would have that up and running within 7 to 14 days, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't just a bucket of leads that gets dumped on you guys and you guys have to get pulled in different directions. You are going to be on the first page of Google for the services you offer, right? We are able to pinpoint targets on Facebook as well, certain cities and certain zip codes you want to be in. And it's a gradual progression each and every month. So the first month, this service is supposed to pay for itself. Then because there's a lot of building to get you to that first page, the next month, that's when you're really going to see the better results happening for you guys. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It also, Melissa, it also comes with a full tracking system. So you guys are able to see what keywords you're listed for on Google. You'll be able to track how many clicks you're getting through Google and Facebook. And then you'll also be able to have a call tracking that tracks the calls from Google coming in. Okay?
Okay.
That's what we do to get you the results you're looking for. All right.
Okay.
I know you have to talk about it with the owners and everything like that. Do they have like a partnership or are they a sole owner or how does your guys' process work of going with another vendor or going with a vendor to help you guys out?
It's just guys that are like partners.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how do they go about working with a vendor like us?
What do you mean vendor? Get new customers or?
Yeah, so so the process is like you said, you would have to take it back to your boss. Do you guys have a meeting? Would it be beneficial for me to be in that meeting with them so that way if they have any questions, I can answer them right then and there? Because I know a lot of people do have questions based off of maybe the information that you would tell them.
I would say that they pretty much put me in charge of it so they don't have to deal with it. And
gotcha.
Also, they're very busy. But also, you know, if they did have more questions, I could either follow back up with you or we could have, like, a little meeting with you in it.
Okay.
But I think that's how it would go because they really don't want to be bothered with this, but they do want action on, you know, getting advertised out there.
Okay.
We were thinking about going with Angie's List, but we're kind of hesitant because the guy was real pushy and it was just a turn off. So.
Yeah. I don't like to talk bad about other businesses and I don't want to talk bad about another business or anything like that. I just want you to do your research on them. We have a lot of clients that come to us that come from Angie's List. So, yes, they get you leads. They also vet those leads out to four other companies. Those are not exclusive leads to you, right? Where being on the first page of Google, these are exclusively people that are calling you. You're not having to chase people down with texting them or calling them. Angie's actually gets their leads from Google. they pay to be at the highest spot that you could possibly pay for, and then they sell you those leads. So we would basically put you on that first page where you could just get those leads for fraction of the price instead of having to pay like per job.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. And if you want to look it up too, I mean, it's public information. You can look up.
Could you hold on one moment? I got to take this call.
No problem. No problem.
Hello, sorry about that.
No, you're okay.
Okay, all right. So, where were we?
You said that you guys were thinking about going with Angie's leads. So I was just letting you know, like, you guys can do your due diligence on them. I know they're in a lawsuit right now, basically getting sued for not giving quality leads when that's what they portray that they would give you. But like I said, this is a thing that you'd be able to be on the first page of Google for, and then you would get your Facebook populating as well with advertising so people can call you guys directly from the two biggest platforms in the world. You have the biggest search platform in Google, and then you have the biggest media company in Facebook as well. And we can get you in front of the customers that you guys want. So if that's a city, if that's a zip code, and then also to the services you guys offer. Okay?
Okay.
Also, too, with the month-to-month pricing I gave to you, there is a you can cancel at any time. There's no, like, early early fee or anything like that. It's just we ask you to give us a courtesy call 3 days before if you want to cancel, and then we would just take you off. But it is a consistent flow for you guys, and it's at a rate that's not overwhelming for you either.
Yeah. So can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So our business is restoration, and we work with insurance companies, and we, you know, have our best business when there's like a storm or, you know, a hurricane or anything like that, nature, flooding. So what we really wanted to do was be able to interchange with zip codes to target after. Like, is that something that you're still working with?
Yeah, we can put you in front of any, like, wherever you guys want to be, we can put you guys there.
Okay, so, like, for example, we have our month and we've set it up or whatever, and there is, like, a hurricane or something coming through town or something got destroyed somewhere or something. Would we be able to, like, just call you and say, hey, we really want to target this area, or how does that work?
Yes. So you'd be able to say, hey, it looks like there's going to be a storm coming through the north side of Baltimore. And we'd be like, okay, what cities and zip codes are they? And then you'd be like, okay, this is the city that probably is going to get hit the hardest. Here's some of the zip codes there. And then we would be able to make those adjustments. We can do that before the storm even hits, so we can have that going. There's no additional cost to that. That would just be worked into your $299 price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That's something they're really looking into and want to get, so that's a plus. So I'm having a meeting with them this week to go over everything that I found. Like I said, we were not too keen on Angie's List just because of the urgency that they were trying to act like, I need to know something by the end of the day, blah, blah, blah. This offer is not going to pass. And we were like, whatever.
You're like, fine. I'll find somebody else.
No, I just kind of have like good intuition to where like that doesn't even right. So, so we kind of just, you know, reached out to one of our friends that has a similar business, and we're asking them, you know, pick their brains, and they, you know, they sent over your guys' website. That's why I reached out. I'm really happy how this conversation has gone. And, I will be taking them this information, and the cost is actually pretty good. Considering, so I will get back to you as soon as I can. We're hoping to meet either Thursday or Friday. It's kind of like we don't really have an office yet.
Okay.
It's under construction, so we kind of meet where we can when we can, but they're so busy doing, like, we work with a lot of like Morgan State and different contracts. Like, they're in a lot, and so we're trying to get bids and contracts on jobs too. So like that. So I'm gonna meet them whenever we can this week, but we will be meeting, and I'll be taking this information to them, and then I will get back to you. Is there like a direct number?
Yeah, so one thing you might want to write down too is that, and I didn't tell you this, so like with your Facebook ads, there's no additional cost for the ad budget. We take care of that with the $299 price as well. So that might be a question that will pop up. So I just want to let you know that we take care of the ad budget for the Facebook ad in that $299 price for you, okay? And then my number, you can call me, is 877-635-6000. 6225. You'll call in. One of my colleagues will answer. You could just ask for Charlie, and they'll transfer you over to me, okay? If I'm in a meeting or if I'm on another call, they'll let me know you called, and I will call you back as soon as I'm done with that.
Okay, perfect. I will let them know and get back to you. I'm interested, and I will, hopefully they will be, and I will speak to you the end of the week or early next week.
Sounds good, Melissa. I will talk to you then, okay?
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
No problem. Bye-bye.